With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. The Sacramento area economy is strong, and there are no signs of an upcoming recession. That was one of the takeaways from the 2020 economic forecast presented this week at Sacramento State by the Sacramento Business Review and the Sacramento Business Journal. Sonia Sorich from the Biz Journal joins us now to talk about this story and other business news. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
So this report sounds pretty positive.
Yeah, the Sacramento Business Review is a report compiled by 17 local researchers and financial analysts. Most signs so far point to prosperity in 2020 for the Sacramento region's economy. The report says that even though job growth has slowed, we're still seeing the best labor market in more than 50 years.
Well, which job sector is sort of leading the pack?
Well, it's an especially good time for people who work in construction. Coffee Building Group in El Dorado Hills, for example, apparently has over a three-year backlog for new projects. Among other local industries, construction had the fastest rate of job growth from the third quarter of 2018 through the third quarter of 2019.
So some good news there, but anything we should worry about?
Well, it appears many business leaders are worried about a skills gap. This is particularly relevant for the fastest growing sectors, including construction, manufacturing, and healthcare. I mentioned the job growth in the construction industry, but it also appears construction firms are having a hard time finding enough project managers for all the work that's out there. The Business Review found that skills gaps are at their highest levels since 2017, and business leaders cite potential talent shortages and struggles to find qualified workers among the top five issues having a significant impact. Even though talent shortages and skills gaps aren't new issues, they could eventually dampen growth for the local economy.
I mean, all you have to do is drive around town to see all these construction projects happening all over the place. And that includes some new construction happening at Country Club Center in Arden Arcade.
Yeah, many people have seen the work that's underway in the center at the southwest corner of Watt and El Camino Avenues. A few months ago, I told you that a spinoff concept from Costco would replace Sam's Club in that center. Now, construction is underway on that upcoming store, which will be a Costco Business Center. The concept caters to business customers in industries such as food services. Costco has no other business centers in the Sacramento area.
And when is that store expected to open?
Well, Costco hasn't commented on the site, but a representative from the real estate brokerage that represented the shopping center's owner in Costco's lease said the location could open in March or April.
There's also some work happening in South Sacramento at Fruit Ridge Shopping Center.
That's right. A redevelopment project is moving forward in the center at Stockton Boulevard and Fruit Ridge Road. Maybe you've recently noticed demolition work on the north end of that center. Some businesses in that portion of the center have permanently closed. Alonzo's Mexican and American Food, a notable eatery that was previously in the north end of Fruit Ridge Shopping Center, relocated within that center.
Does the demolition mean they'll be putting new businesses there?
So the redevelopment plans include a new Starbucks store, a new CVS pharmacy, and a new retail building for multiple tenants. We don't know yet which tenants will fill that building.
And there was some notable beer news this week. Berkeley-based Fieldwork Brewing Company plans to expand its location in Midtown Sacramento.
Yeah, the business is expanding into a neighboring space previously occupied by the Press Bistro, a restaurant that recently closed. We talked last week about how restaurant spaces often get new futures pretty quickly, and this is a good example of that. With the expansion on Capitol Avenue, Fieldwork will increase the size of its interior space as well as its outdoor patio. After opening the expanded taproom in Midtown, Fieldwork also expects to debut a food menu.
And what's the schedule for completing that project?
It should be completed by early spring, and the taproom will stay open during the expansion and redesign.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.